Get informed. Get empowered. Get on point with David Dominguez. David focuses on community topics, providing you with the information you need to make informed decisions. Now, let's get on point with David Dominguez.
And good Saturday morning, folks. This is your host with On Point, David Dominguez. Just looking forward to a new year and want to wish you guys a happy new year. Be safe out there this weekend. And just want to thank you for tuning in to On Point. And this will be the last and final show, of course, for this year. But want to thank you guys for being with me throughout the year and really supporting the organizations that we've had on the air and going out, making a change, making a difference, and making an impact in your community and your family. And I just want to thank you guys for really just putting your best foot forward and going out there and making a change. Because really, when you go out and you make a change within the community, you're making a change within yourself. And it's always for the best. It's always for the better. And looking outside your own scope and your own abilities just causes you to grow more and more in every way, shape, and form, whether that's through donations, volunteering, whether that's just being active, just going out and making a difference, really just creating that motion within your life, causing you to grow and reach outside your boundaries and outside your four walls, just making you a much better, much more well-rounded individual. And just that's always been the goal of this show, is to really reach out, make an impact, and change our lives through impacting our community. And today's guest, as you guys know, I constantly am talking about different organizations, different charities, and how we could affect and be a part of different organizations. Well, today's guest is Dr. Jim Wills, and the organization we're going to talk about is really a way to summarize the entire year, in the sense that we can all easily, more generously, more conveniently, really make an impact in donating and helping the organizations that we are constantly passionate about. And whether for you, it may be United Way, for you, it may be Children's Miracle Network, it may be, you know, a number of different organizations. For me, maybe the Salvation Army. It's a way for us to really just reach out and help the organization that we want to help throughout the year in a real simple, easy way to go about doing it and helping them financially. But Dr. Wills, how are you doing this morning?
Great, David. Thanks for having me. And a wonderful segue with change, trying to change and evolve yourself, because our mantra at Caring Sent is small change, big impact. And just to carry on with your introduction, more than 15% of annual giving is made in the last 3 days of the new year. And so if you're out there listening, now is a great time to go and support the cause you care about most.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all about giving back to the community. And we've all found ourselves in situations where we've been the person who's been in need. And it always feels good, and it always feels comforting to know that there's someone out there who can help us, or who has helped us during our struggles. But being able to be that person who can say, you know what, I want to make an impact or a change in someone's life, and the way I can do it is through helping out the organization that can reach out and provide a warm meal, can reach out and provide medical attention, can reach out and really just change a person's life, is something that's phenomenal. And the ability to do that. Now you and I can't go out and hand out a warm meal, or maybe you and I can't provide the things that someone needs, but our dollars can certainly help somebody to do that. And Dr. Wills, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I was going to say there in that little spiel, you know, maybe you and I can't go out and provide somebody medical attention, but you actually can provide medical attention. So now you are a medical doctor, and you have since shifted your career to Caring Sent. And tell us a little bit about yourself and how Caring Sent plays a role in your life now.
Sure. And so not to use this pun too much, but I think throughout my career, I mean, what one should always look to do is to follow their passion and with open eyes and see where that takes them. And in our family's case, it's kind of been a passion of caring, right? Whether it's as a medical practitioner directly providing care to someone who's in a tough spot, or whether it's a Salvation Army bell ringer who is just smiling and bringing joy to folks as they go in and out of a store. I mean, that has an impact. And so that's the path that we've really followed is throughout our careers. My wife is a proud Rio Grande High School graduate, and I met her, and we love New Mexico, and we have planted the flag here. And so our organization, Caring Scent, is based here in Albuquerque, and so we have a great number of nonprofits that we now work with here. And so that's really been my path. Was I, it's kind of a funny story. I came out here in 1998. My first job out of college was for a consulting company in D.C., and they had asked who wants to go to New Mexico. It was February. It was 5 degrees in D.C. at that time. I said, sure, I would, not knowing that New Mexico was really the high desert, and I was to be in Santa Fe. And so I left 5 degrees in D.C. to -5 degrees in Santa Fe. But despite that, unknowing of the true winter climate here, I fell in love with New Mexico. And now we have three beautiful kids here, and we're trying to really provide sustenance for a lot of the great nonprofits that populate our state. And, I mean, you've mentioned a few of them, David, some of the big names. But there's also a lot of armies of one, two, three people out there where a small and consistent donation really makes a difference to their bottom line. And so that's really where our interests and passions and talents have brought us over the last 2 years.
That is absolutely amazing. Now, the one thing you said is, you know, your passion in caring. So it was your passion in caring for somebody on a physical level, and you kind of took that into a much broader scope to where you can now touch and affect somebody's life on a much greater scale. Now, instead of addressing one individual, now you're addressing hundreds of individuals, possibly thousands, through helping organizations reach out to those folks that their organization has been developed to do so. Now, tell us a little bit about Caring Scent, what you guys do, and how it came about, because I think it's such a real neat way of being able to give. And you mentioned right before the show, it's innovative, and it's a way of giving that has conformed to a new way of just thinking of donations. It's kind of breaking away from, you know, as you mentioned, just writing a check, saying, here's $25, here's $100, here's my big donation for the year, and I'll see you next year. Or, you know, it's kind of moving away. It's kind of moving from an impersonal, just of writing a check, to something where you kind of create more of a personalized, ongoing relationship with your donor.
That's right. And so that's such a rich comment you just made. And first, at a high level, what I would encourage folks to do throughout their life, if they see something or experiencing something that just doesn't seem right, and if you think there's a better way to do it, stop and think about that. Evaluate that. And you mentioned the difference between individual care versus helping folks in a more kind of public, broad way. That's really an individual preference. What really provides you with satisfaction? And so for me, it was being an economist at heart, like it was in a policy guy. It was about trying to have an impact that was maybe less personal, but broader. And so your question about how did we come to Caring Scent? Well, we want to connect great causes and folks like you and I in a way that engages a moment of caring into a nurturing, impactful relationship on an ongoing basis. And what that really means at a very practical level is when you go to that grocery store or store that you do your honeydews at, right, on Saturday, right, and you're checking out, you may be asked for a donation 2 to 3 different times along your merry way. And those causes are great causes, right? But they may not be what you and your family have personally invested in, and if given a choice, what you would choose to support, right? And so we provide nonprofits and consumers with a way to connect whenever they swipe through what's called a roundup donation, meaning you stop at Starbucks and your caramel macchiato is $4.50. If you've registered your debit or credit card, you can round up that $4.50 purchase to $5 and then zap that 50 cents to your preferred cause. So what we've done is we've democratized that process, right? So you could be in Madrid, Spain, swiping your card and giving back to the Salvation Army here, if that's the cause you care about. And then we take care of all the minutia, right? The tax receipt, the thank you letter, the processing. We take all that on. And so what we're trying to do is, if you're book readers out there, Tom Friedman wrote a book called The World is Flat about 12 years ago, which talks about how our economy is now global, mobile, and cash-free. Well, generosity has lagged behind that innovation that you see everywhere else in our economy, right? We chatted before the show started about how we don't carry cash. Primarily, if we did, it'd be because our kiddos go ahead and fleece it out of our wallet. But most Americans don't carry cash. And so how can you go ahead and reinvent that age-old tradition of small coin-based giving when you used to make purchases with cash? And so we do that in a way that we empower great causes to reach their consumers where they care in an easy, affordable, and convenient way.
Now, you guys work with the credit card companies, I'm assuming, and the retailers, or is it just the credit card companies? The retailer doesn't even notice. How does
so? That's a great fundamental question that a lot of causes are first like, wow, it seems like a huge effort to have to go out and knock on doors and talk to retailers about participating. So what we did was we learned a whole lot about what happens behind the scenes when you swipe, and there's a lot there.
Right.
But what we've done is exactly that, is we've partnered with 95% of the nation's credit and debit card issuing financial institutions, such that there's no impact on the point of sale or velocity for the retailer. In fact, it's a boon to them, because if they were to work with us, they no longer have to slow down their checkout counter aisle and say, David, do you want to go ahead and donate a dollar? And then you ask a question.
Right. Or because typically you swipe your card and either they ask you or you see it on the little screen reader.
That's right.
On the kiosk. So in this case, practically you swipe your card. Does it give you the option just to round up, and can you round up more? Or is it just something where it's already preset? So if it's, $13.75, now your quarter is going to just automatically go. So instead of $13.75, it's now $14.
That's right. So it's the latter. So, but what's neat is that we are a working class solution, right? To folks like you and I who carry a lunch pail every day,
right.
You want to be philanthropic. You may not be able to write that $100 check, but what you can do is incrementally give digital change along the way, and you have the ability to cap your exposure to how much change you give. So say you want to give $6 a month.
Right.
Right. You just register and say, I want to give up to $6 a month to Make-A-Wish New Mexico.
Right.
You go on and you do that. Once you reach $6, no more roundups.
That's awesome. Okay, our guest today is Dr. Jim Wills. Dr. Wills, I know you're the CEO of Caring Scent. You're also one of the founders. And I want to talk about how you guys came up with Caring Scent and how this innovation is changing the way we give, the way we think about giving, and how we go about giving on a daily, weekly, monthly, annual basis. With that, we're coming to the end of the year. We're at the end of the year now. But we have tax season coming around the corner. We're up against this break, but coming back from this, if we could talk about the tax impact, but also I want to talk about the future way of giving. If you're an organization, how you could participate, but also if you're an individual, is this a complicated process? If you could walk us through this. So again, our guest today is Dr. Wills. We'll be back with more on Caring Scent right after this quick break.
Now, let's get back on point with David Dominguez.
And welcome back, folks. Again, our guest today is Dr. Wills, Dr. Jim Wills. He is the CEO of Caring Scent. Right before the break, we're talking about different ways and kind of the different ideas, attitudes, and outlooks towards giving and making a donation. I find it a little bit difficult, and I'm sure a lot of you guys are out there listening can understand, maybe feel the same way. It's tough sometimes at the end of the year, especially getting ready to do taxes and saying, we really need to write a check to our church, to our charity, and now we need to write a check of 100, 500. And those dollar amounts can be a little bit daunting, a little bit overwhelming. And you think, man, I need to write a check. Well, do I write a check to pay for taxes, or do I write a check for a charity and get the write-off? And a lot of us think in those terms, and may or may not think in the sense of, throughout the year, am I going to donate? What am I going to do? And sometimes we just put it off till the end of the year. So Caring Scent has come up with a solution to that and a way that we could donate on a constant basis without really even thinking about it, to be quite honest with you. And it's really kind of the new way. I'll be honest with you, I don't really carry cash. I don't have cash in my wallet, as you mentioned. If I do, usually it's because the kids want something and, you know, it's pretty much just fleeced out of us. So I'll be real honest, I really don't carry a checkbook no more. I have a checkbook. It's at home. It's sitting on my credenza, and that's pretty much about it. You know, I don't even think I write checks to even pay the mortgage no more. All that kind of stuff is online. It's all digital. It's kind of really the new way.
It is. And so I live in data. I love data. And so we are constantly tracking trends within generosity. And when you look at the last two reports from Giving USA, I mean, folks our age, right? I mean, this is not just a millennial phenomenon. What they prefer is a way to give that is incremental, right? That is consistent, but also importantly measures impact and is transparent, right? Everything else we do in our life that is related to how we spend is transparent. If you make a PayPal payment, you can go on and see exactly who received it when. And there isn't enough of that in generosity today. I mean, we were talking before about how you can rate organizations in terms of percent of your donation that goes to care versus or help versus administrative costs. But that really isn't common practice. And so that's really our mission, is that when you decide to round up and donate, whether it be $8 a month in change, you understand exactly where that went and you understand the impact that it had. And it becomes a way for you to establish a relationship with your cause and understand how they're using those funds. That's what we all deserve to have in supporting causes, and not just charities, but also whether it's your kiddo's school, your alma mater, your place of worship, your faith community. I mean, these are all the types of organizations that make use of our technology. But like you said, it's different. So, I mean, this is a great venue for us here today to be able to talk about what we do to kind of bring it to life, because change can be scary. But again, another pun, but it's just too easy. But it really doesn't need to be, because it's addressing a lot of the concerns that people have on a day-to-day basis.
So help me to understand. The consumer sets up with their credit card. Let's say they have a Visa card and they say, okay, I want my change to round up to go support the Salvation Army. Every time I go to the point of sale, it's Home Depot or Walmart or Walgreens or whatever, I swipe the card, it rounds up. Now, can I choose more than one charity per card, or is it one charity per card and I could have my Visa support the Salvation Army? I could have my MasterCard help me support Children's Miracle Network. Is that typically how that's done? And then you could cap it, or you could leave the balance open so that at the end of the year, you pretty much have essentially a rundown of, let's say, $600 to your charity mm-hmm. of choice at the end of the year. And really, in reality, you had even no clue you were going to donate $600 just because it's been through literally cents throughout the year.
That's right. So we want to be your generosity wallet. And so if you want to support multiple causes, you can. And also, just so that nonprofits know, I mean, folks can always make one-time donations, right? So when you register to say to round up to the Salvation Army, if they have an ongoing cause, say a relief to San Juan following Maria, and you not only want to round up your change to that cause, but you want to start your generosity now, you can make that one-time donation at that point. And that, again, that gets zapped transparently right to them, so that right. You know that there wasn't some weird cut taken out of it like you may experience with other ways to donate.
Right. No, and that's excellent. So the transparency you're talking about, I would imagine, is you could probably log on to an account and see how much you've donated. And you could probably track your own donations and where they've gone through, just probably at a click of a button on your computer or on your cell phone. Is that correct?
That's correct. And what's interesting, your question kind of made me think of one unique finding. So we constantly survey our donors to understand what they like, what they don't like, how we can improve the experience. And one of the findings that we heard that was really surprising to us is why folks like our approach is that it tracks to their spending levels that month without severing the relationship with their cause. Meaning, if you hibernate, say in January, right, and you decide to, you're not going to spend that much, you don't swipe that much, you don't give that much, right? But then if you decide to, if you have a great month, you decide to go on out and you're swiping a bit more, you're giving a bit more. So the technology indexes to the way you're spending that month. in a way, like you said, it's kind of set it and forget it, unless you want to understand the impact. Like, here's a neat example. This is, again, we are what's called an emerging company. So we're past startup, past early phase. We're now in the thick of it. What we are growing to do this year is, say we have a disaster here in the state, right? And it's front page news. And while it's front page news, donations are pouring in. But a week later, it's no longer front page news. How do you go ahead and mobilize support? What we want to be able to do is to engage that support at that moment, and maybe the Dominguez family decides to go ahead and say, we're going to fund clean water for a family of four up in Bloomfield. And how you do that is through roundups. And then once you reach that $150 mark, you get a neat badge or social media thank you that says, hey, look how great the Dominguez family is. They were able to provide this type of support to a family in need. And so we want to create that lasting connection that really, because what happens now in our society is that when eyeballs are on a cause, right, then it's top of mind and donations are pouring in. But as we know from all these natural disasters, need persists for months, years beyond.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. What I like about that, too, is you could create it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this could be very localized.
That's right.
And now, is Caring Sent a local to New Mexico organization?
We are. Yeah, we're a 505 proud company.
Nice.
And we work with a number of great nonprofits here in the state. Not enough. We'd love to help more. But again, it's really just the ability to engage nonprofit leaders, whether it be church leaders, school leaders, or charity or cause leaders, and let them know just how easy this is, right? Because anything new seems like a huge mountain to climb. But what we've done is we've learned a lot about how nonprofits tick, right? They're great at their mission. We don't want nonprofits to be able to have to spin their wheels to figure out how to bake what we do into the way they reach their supporters. So we have what's called a Make Sense Resource Center, which once you register, you have access to a resource center that has soup to nuts, A to double Z, online and offline communication tools that you can just plug into your emails, into your social media, into your web page, into your mailers. And so we want nonprofits to not slow down, but again, to just be able to bake this in to how they're already reaching out. And what we see, which is really cool, is that most nonprofits have more social media followers than they do active donors. So we see nonprofits closing that gap between people who are watching and actively contributing. Because now this is a neat way to just dip your toe in the pond and get to know how a cause ticks.
That is absolutely amazing. So you're really closing the gap in with regards to the organization and their donors. Instead of feeling separate, far away from their donor, they could really build almost a one-on-one relationship with their donor through multimedia, through newsletters, through maybe even text messages, things of that nature, where as a donor, the transparency is not only there, but there's actual communication there and understanding of where their donation is going or understanding where their organization is going, to be honest with you, and really be involved. For a donor and for an organization, how difficult is it for either or, and if you don't mind explaining on both ends of the spectrum, how they could get involved with Caring Sent, one to make that donation, another to receive it?
So that's a great question. And so Caring Sent, you've heard us mention our brand a lot today. We don't want consumers and causes or consumers specifically, to even know our name. We want to be baked into how great causes reach out to people who care about them. And so what we do is we're nonprofit-centric, right? So the Salvation Army will bring this roundup option to their donors. They may give it a neat name. Like, for example, here in New Mexico, we have Lobo Sent, right, which is a way to support UNM student-athletes. We have APS Sent, which is a way to support your local school. And again, our name is not in that brand, right? And so what we do is we empower them to reach out and use their trusted brand to reach consumers. Now, if David Dominguez hears about this option to give and thinks, wow, I wonder if the Salvation Army does this, you can go to our site and search for any IRS-allowed nonprofit and register to donate to them. But right now, we are a nonprofit-centric company that really wants to be kind of brand blind. But any consumer or any shopper who's listening today can go to caringsent.com and register to round up for the cause they care about. And then when you do that, we see that and we reach out to that cause and say, hey, you have somebody who wants to be able to give you change. Here's how you activate your account.
Interesting. So you make it easy for the nonprofit organization to register. And for the consumer, all they have to do is go to Caring Cent. If it's not on their list, they would put it in, I would assume, in a text box saying, this is where I want it to go. And then once you create that relationship with the nonprofit, then everything just kind of moves forward from there.
And it's actually a little bit slicker than that. So if the cause or nonprofit is not a partner of ours, you can still register to round up and we mail them checks, right?
Oh, interesting.
So it's so they still are able to raise funds and receive funds, and you still have that transparency. The difference is that nonprofit is not making use of all our resources and is not getting paid via ACH.
I gotcha. Okay. So again, our guest today is Jim Wills. He's with Caring Cent, the CEO of Caring Cent. Jim, we got about a minute left. If you don't mind, again, how can folks get involved with Caring Cent? If you don't mind giving your website, maybe some social media contacts as well.
Sure. And so Caring Cent, cent as in the penny, .com really has a very rich information experience for both nonprofit leaders, for folks who care about causes, for folks like you and I, for folks like your daughters, yep, who seem to really care about transparency and understanding where their donations go. And then Facebook, Caring Cent, Twitter, at Caring Cent. Instagram's neat as well because we have great images. Nice. On Instagram of our service in action. And then personally, I'm on Twitter at ChangeDoc is my Twitter handle.
So ChangeDoc, nice. Nice,
so come and
nice.
Give us a look. Thanks, David.
Absolutely. Again, Dr. Wills, thank you so much for being my guest today. Folks, I encourage you to go to Caring Cent. That's CaringCent.com. Take a look at the website. Very informative, very slick, very nice website to go peruse. And be sure to establish yourself. Make a donation. We only have a short period of time left to make your donations for this year. So go ahead and get set with that. And we'll see you next year, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. And be safe. Enjoy your holidays. And we'll see you next year.
Thank you for listening to On Point with your host, David Dominguez. If you have comments, suggestions, or to get more information on topics or guests, visit OnPoint at 1017theteam.com.